Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old-school DNB vibes, with that warm tape-style grit that feels like it's coming off an old reel in a damp concrete room. And just to frame this properly, this is not about throwing random pads and noise before the drop. We're designing tension. We want the intro to feel mixable, moody, and physical, like you're walking deeper into the venue before the system really opens up. So think of this as a 16-bar intro that starts sparse, gets a little more confident, and by the end gives the listener enough pressure and groove to make the drop feel huge. Not all at once, just enough to tease it. First thing, set your project around 170 to 174 BPM. If you want that classic jungle push, stay nearer 170 to 172. If you want a slightly more modern warehouse DNB feel, 172 to 174 works great. Now organize your session into four simple groups: drums, atmosphere, bass texture, and FX or transitions. That might sound basic, but it keeps you moving fast and making decisions like a producer instead of getting lost in random track clutter. If you've got a reference track, drop it in and level match it with utility. That way you're comparing arrangement density and vibe, not just loudness. And that's a big one in this style, because a warehouse intro lives or dies on space and contrast. Now let's build the drum bed. For jungle and old school energy, start with a breakbeat, not a sterile pattern made from one shots. Drag a break into simpler, or slice it into drum rack if you want more control over individual hits. The important thing here is groove first, processing second. Keep the main snare feeling strong on the backbeat, but let the break breathe. Add ghost notes at lower velocities. Nudge a hat or two slightly behind the grid. And if you use the groove pool, go for a Swan MPC style groove, then back the amount off to around 20 to 40% so it still feels human and loose. That slight imperfectness is the point. Jungle and old school DNB are full of micro-variation. If everything is too neatly aligned, the intro loses that nervous pre-drop energy. Now we shape the break into that warm, worn texture. A solid starting chain is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then a touch of redux if needed. With EQ8, roll off the super low junk around 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. Keep it subtle. Then add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want a rounder edge, analog clip can be nice. You're not trying to destroy the break, just give it some tired tape warmth. After that, drum bus can add more character. Keep drive and crunch modest. If boom helps, use it very carefully, because in the intro you usually want implication more than full weight. We're teasing the power, not giving the whole thing away. And if you use redux, use it lightly. Tiny bit reduction, maybe a subtle downsample. The goal is grain, not cheap digital crush. If the break starts sounding thin or harsh, pull back redux first. This is one of the big sound design ideas in this lesson. Warmth plus erosion. You want the drums to feel old, lived in, and a little battered, like they've been bouncing around a warehouse system for years. Now let's create the room. A warehouse intro needs atmosphere, but not glossy cinematic buildups. We want concrete space, metal reflections, a little air, maybe some distant machine noise or vinyl room tone. If you're making the texture yourself, a simple drone from Waveedable or Operator can work too. Process that atmosphere with auto filter, reverb, echo, and maybe corpus or resonators if you want metallic character. Auto filter is huge here. Slowly open the cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. That gives the sense of moving deeper into the space. Reverb should be big enough to suggest a room, but not so wide that it washes out the groove. Medium to large size, with a long decay if needed, but darken the top end so it doesn't get shiny. Echo is great for a little room bounce. Keep the feedback moderate and the filter dark. You want repeats that feel like the room answering back, not a flashy delay effect. And if you want metal in the air, corpus or resonators can turn small hits, squeaks, clicks, or found sounds into warehouse reflections. Use it subtly. This style works best when the listener feels the room, not when they notice the plugin. Here's a really useful teacher tip. Think in layers of distance. Put one sound right up front, one in the mid-distance, and one almost behind the wall. That depth is what makes the intro feel like a real place. Next, add a bass hint. Not the full bass line, just a clue. Use Operator or Waveedable to make a simple sine or saw-based pulse. Keep it short and restrained. Maybe one-note hits, maybe offbeat pulses, maybe a tiny Reese fragment if you want a darker neural-leaning edge. Filter it low, around 120 to 250 Hz. Keep anything sub-heavy mono with utility. Add a touch of saturator so the bass is audible on smaller speakers without making it obvious. The idea is for the listener to feel the low-end shape without fully hearing the phrase. That's an important concept in this style, nearly heard bass. If the drop's bass line is the punchline, the intro should be the shadow of the punchline. Also, placement matters. If you drop these bass hints slightly behind the snare pocket or just after important break accents, it creates pressure. It feels late, which makes the whole thing lean forward. Now we add edits and transition details. This is where the intro starts to sound intentional instead of just looped. Use reverse cymbals into phrase starts. Add a little snare drags. Drop in a short vocal chop or a metallic ping. Maybe a tape stop fragment if it fits. These should answer the drums, not fight them. A good pattern is to place a small fill at the end of each 4-bar phrase. Keep the strongest moment for bars 15 and 16. If your drop hits at 17, that final section should feel like the door is opening. You can also use automation to narrow the stereo image before a hit, then widen it again after. That contrast feels massive in dark DNB. Narrowing makes impact feel focused. Widening makes the room feel like it explodes outward. Now let's glue the buses together. On the drum group, a glue compressor with gentle settings can help hold everything in place. Ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. A slightly slower attack, auto or medium release, and just a bit of gain reduction on peaks. You don't want to flatten the break. You want to make it feel like one living loop. After that, if needed, use EQ8 to trim any harsh upper mids or muddy low mids. Usually somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz can get brittle, and 200 to 400 Hz can get crowded once the ambience comes in. For the bass group, keep the low end centered. Use utility to make sure anything below about 120 Hz stays mono. Check the intro in mono every now and then. If the groove disappears in mono, fix that now before it becomes a problem in the club. And really, don't chase loudness here. Leave headroom. A warehouse intro should feel deep and ready, not crushed. Now the most important part for making it feel like a proper intro, automation. Automate the atmosphere filter to open a little every 4 bars. Increase saturator drive slightly in the last couple of bars. Raise the reverb send on a few select break hits. Maybe increase echo feedback briefly on the final transition hit. You can even bring up drum bus crunch just a touch before the drop. Small moves matter here. In DNB, subtle automation can feel huge because the rhythm already has momentum. You don't need giant trance-style sweeps. You need pressure building in a believable way. A great arrangement mindset is this. Bars 1 to 4 are sparse and fobby. Bars 5 to 12 are where the groove starts speaking clearly, and bars 13 to 16 are the door opening. That final section should feel like the space is being revealed, not like everything is suddenly announced. A few quick mistakes to avoid. Don't overload the intro with too many layers. One break, one atmosphere, one bass hint, and a couple of transition details is often enough. Don't over-quantize the break. The human swing is part of the sound. Don't crush the processing. Too much saturation, too much redux, too much compression, and you kill the life. Don't let the ambience eat the low mids. High-pass it and carve out space. Don't reveal the full bass line too early. Save that for the drop. And definitely keep checking mono. If you want to push this further, try resampling your break once it feels good. Rendering it to audio can introduce those tiny imperfections that make the section feel more worn and authentic. You can also resample ambience or metal hits for extra character. One more strong move. Use a fake out. Let the intro feel like it's about to drop one bar early, then pull it back and give it one last phrase. That bait and switch hits hard in jungle and old school DNB. So the big picture is this. A great warehouse intro is built from groove, space, and controlled grit. The break does the talking. The atmosphere creates the room. The bass hints at what's coming. And the automation slowly opens the space until the drop feels earned. Now for a quick practice challenge. Set a 15-minute timer and build a 16-bar intro from scratch. Use a break in Simpler or Drum Rock. Add one atmosphere layer. Create one short bass hint. Add one reverse hit and one metallic accent. Run subtle grit on the drums. Automate filter opening over the last 8 bars. And check the whole thing in mono. Don't aim for perfect. Aim for believable, moody, and mix ready, because that's the sweet spot in this style. If your intro feels like a real place, with real pressure and real movement, the drop is going to land so much harder. All right, let's get into the session and build that warehouse.